there. Welcome to another week of Following the Truth. My name is Gary Zimak. I will be here for the next 5 minutes. Today is Monday, November the 27th. We're going to talk about giving from the heart. Now, as we look at the gospel from today's daily mass, I'll tell you this. This is a familiar gospel. It's a short gospel. And it's either going to make you feel good or maybe shake you up a little bit. I mean, it depends how you look at this. But the message here, and again, this is, what do we have? One, two, three, four verses. It's a very short gospel. And Jesus talks about giving from the heart. Before we get into it, before we look at it, I just want to remind you that we are about a week away, just a little over a week, a little less than a week away from Advent, which begins this Sunday. If you would like to walk through Advent with me and you haven't done it yet, I would recommend that you either that you sign up for my daily podcast. I mean, this is the daily podcast. Duh. You sign up for my daily email reflection, or you continue to listen to this podcast, because we're going to go through the daily readings, both in the reflection, the email reflection, and on this podcast. And then I have a weekly podcast. It appears as the when you download this show, you should get it as part of your, I call it the weekend edition of Following the Truth. It gets confusing because I also send the program to different Catholic radio stations around the country. So sometimes I forget I'm talking to the same people. I'm talking to some people once a week. I'm talking to others every day. But just so you know, both here on this program, this daily podcast, on the weekly show, otherwise known as the weekend edition of Following the Truth, that's the 30-minute show, and on the daily email reflections, we're going to be doing Advent. So we will walk through Advent together. Okay, let's look at this. By the way, followingthetruth.com is the place to go to sign up for any of that stuff. Today's gospel comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 1 through 4. When Jesus looked up, he saw some wealthy people putting their offerings into a treasury, and he noticed a poor widow putting in two small coins. He said, "I tell you truly, this poor widow put in more than all the rest. For those others have all made offerings from their surplus wealth, but she, from her poverty, has offered her whole livelihood." Giving from the heart. So here's something to remember for today, based on this gospel. Whether you give a lot of money or a little money, or a lot of your time or a little of your time, or a lot of service to others, or a little service to others, the quantity matters less to God than your disposition for doing it. He wants you to give, to serve, and to love out of love for Him. That's what He wants. That's what this woman did. Those two small coins meant a lot to her. The people putting in tons of cash, who had tons of money, they weren't doing it out of love. They were doing it because they had so much, it didn't mean that much to them. So, you know, it's a challenging gospel, because you can look at it, and sometimes I've heard it said that, well, this isn't all about money. And I think sometimes people like to hear that, because then we can fool ourselves into thinking, well, that means I don't have to give any money. Not necessarily. It's more than money. Yes, money is important. Giving to charity, very important. But also, in addition, giving of your time, giving service, spending time with God in prayer. Are you willing to do that? And how much of that is coming from the heart? How generous are you with God and with others? And I say you, I'm speaking to myself too. Just something I think for all of us to think about. It's not necessarily the size of the gift or the amount of time we give away, even though that's important. It's why we're doing it and the love with which we're doing it. That's what Jesus is getting at. And again, that's going to either make you comfort you or shake you up a little bit. We'll see what the Holy Spirit tells you. Hey, thanks for joining me today. Talk to you next time.